Okay, so here's a story from about the middle of May. Your Instagram story, by the way, is a national treasure. As we
thank
all
you
know.
Very much.
Yes. So I'm watching your Instagram story, and you said that you were going to drop a summer bop in the next couple days, and
I
to
did.
Stay tuned.
I did.
So I stayed tuned, and listened to New Light, and was like, "Oh my God!" Went in the next day, talked to my boss about it. He's like, "We have to be playing that song right now." I look, it's like number 5 on iTunes right off the bat. So I go to iTunes and I buy the song because I don't want to have to wait to find out where else I'm going to get it. Mm-hmm. So you owe me $1.99.
I will gladly pay you back. And by the way, I think you're upcharging me. I think it's like $1.19. Are you adding a profit margin here?
Maybe I am. Maybe I'm
smart.
Yeah.
You know smart.
I'm always thinking. So we were the first station in the country to play it because we think that it's one of the best John Mayer songs in terms of your tone, your vibe, your personality.
Thank you.
I think it's funny that it was just on your own completely, like almost an effort track that you were just like, I'm just going to do this.
Putting it out was the effort part. Making it was not. But I heard it back and I went, man, you know... Times move so quickly that if you have a song in this day and age that you feel like the world in the snapshot of the way the world is at that moment would resonate with it, then you better put it out because you don't have any guarantees that the world isn't completely different in 6 months. So I looked at that song and I looked at the world and I went, oh, the world has to hear this song. Almost like, and I remember having the conversation with my manager and I said, look, if New Light doesn't come out this summer, it has to come out next summer, but no other time in between.
Because it has to be summer?
It's so well suited to the temperature that I just felt like, whoa, I have this in for a minute where for some odd reason, my musical instincts are lined up with the way the world feels. So let's just go. Let's just do it. And it turned out to be the right idea because every week it kind of grabs a bigger and bigger hold of the way people think or the way people want to hear music. So it's really, really exciting to kind of like be back in this culture that I haven't been in like 8 years.
Well, and that's so gratifying as a fan too, because it's fun to watch you love it.
Like, I'm having a blast.
Yeah, like on Instagram when you're like, you took a screenshot of that it was trending on YouTube and you're like, this makes me
well,
so happy.
So this is the fun part. Like the way my career has gone, it hasn't been the kind of career where it lives and dies based on number one hits, you know? And so I think there's something encouraging to other people about seeing me get super excited about being like number 49. Because it means like, yeah, you don't get it all. You know, like I do really well in other aspects, you know? Some people are chart people and I'm more like a ticket person. And that's just the way that it rolls out. But like, for people to see me get psyched, because I'll show a picture of me playing in front of 40,000 people, but for me to get psyched about like number 49, I just hope other people see it and they're like, oh, I should get excited about things that aren't number one. Like just, it's sort of like me being psyched. I'm racing my own personal best, you see. I'm only racing myself. And I think at this age also, it's a really fun time to do away with the ego and the weaponized gotta make it and just be like, how fun is that? Like, it's really hard, by the way, to be number 49 on the Spotify list, you know? Like, that is a war zone in that place. People just dropping 20 songs at once. You know, it used to be like you don't put records out in December because all the Christmas songs come in and like blow the charts out of the water. Now it's like one person's record will come in and send major pop star songs barreling down to like 30 and 40. You know what I mean?
Yes.
So for me to be like 49 for a minute, that's like number 4 10 years ago, you know?
Yeah.
So I'm just into having this really even-keeled experience where I'm just trying to make the best music I can, be as happy as I can, make other people as happy as I can, and where I happen to pull one out, like enjoy everything about it.
I love every single thing that you just said. We are so excited to be with you on this crazy ride that you just said. And yeah, so we can't wait for what's next to come too.
Thank you. Yeah, and thank you for the support. Everyone I talk to says that Alice in San Francisco is spinning the hell out of it. And don't you love hearing your artists talk about record spins? Isn't that great? Isn't that what you want?
I do though, because it's cool. because it's an appreciation.
It is.
And when this is kind of an unorthodox release and that kind of stuff, that when my boss was like, dude, we are going to plant our flag in this record. We are planting our flag in New Light. We are going to be the national leaders on this record. So for you to know that is very cool.
Thank you. It's too much fun. It's great.
That's awesome. Thank you so much.
Thank you.